Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. He's behind you. We've got Perth County Players resident Brits joining us, talking about their upcoming British-style pantomime entitled Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. Joining us in studio is Tony Benton and Kevin Fode. Tony and Kevin, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
So first off, right off the top, let's talk about what a British-style pantomime is. So this is the upcoming production for Perth County Players. It opens November 15th. What is a pantomime? Or a panto? Who wants to tackle that one? You are a resident Brit, so you're our expert panel here.
Well, a panto is a traditional show in the UK. There's a load of colourful characters. There'll usually be a dame, which is a man dressed as a woman who gets up to crazy capers, a set of heroes, a set of baddies, and some kind of fairy story that they have to come to some conclusion.
Perfect. Now, Tony, you love pantos. We've been chatting about this, and pantos is one of your favorite style of plays, if you will.
It's very unique because it has audience participation. So the audience needs to participate. Now, you haven't got to learn lines or anything like that, right? We'll teach you the lines. We'll let you know what you have to say, but you have to be part of the show. Which is really...
Now, do you have an example of that? Like, if you're on stage or, like, because I know one of the characters in the show kind of coaches the audience on how it all works. But do you have an example of that for us, sort of
thing? Yeah, sure. So, like, it'll be, like, we'll be some, I would say, oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, it is.
Exactly. And then, rehearse that, really.
And then it's the booing and the hissing and the cheering, that sort of thing.
Yes. So when the bad person comes on, right, Spiderella in this case, you have to boo. So
boo, hiss. Yeah, right. And of course, cheering as well, because there's good guys and there's bad guys, goodies and baddies.
Goodies and baddies, yeah.
And what's unique about this particular production of a panto, often they're based on something like Cinderella or Jack and the Beanstalk, but this one has got a whole bunch of storybook characters all in one show.
Yes. So we're lucky to have people like Captain Hook, Smee, Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. We've got the great the wolf.
Big Bad Wolf.
Thank you. She's from Little Red Riding Hood. We got Aladdin and Madam Twankey from Aladdin. We've got the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. And we got the Fairy Godmother from Cinderella.
Did you mention Tinkerbell?
Yes, I did mention Tinkerbell.
And let's talk about...
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. Let's get Kevin back in. Now, Kevin, let's talk about your role in the show.
So I'm Aladdin. I'm Widow Twankey's son. Yeah, it's been a few years since Disney's Aladdin, I'd say, so maybe I don't look like you might remember me. I have been told by some children. My role is with Widow Twankey our role is to try and figure out what's going on, because something's wrong in Pantovia this year. The goodies don't seem to be winning, and the baddies seem to be getting the upper hand. So what are we going to do about that?
Okay.
How are we going to figure out what's happening in Pantovia?
All right. So it's an epic. It's an epic British-style panto. There you go. And Tony, let's talk about your role in this show.
Yes. So I play the king, and he might have a little bit of a part to what's happening with panto. So the king is a very melodramatic man, very theatrical, and he will sneak off his kingly duties by trying to get a few episodes of his favorite DVD box set, Love It or List It.
And I play the role of Smee, or Mr. Smee. If you remember Peter Pan, there's Captain Hook, who's Darcy Irvine, and I'm playing the role of Mr. Smee, hence this very white beard that I've been sporting lately, which people think I'm doing a sideline as Santa Claus at the mall, but no, it's for the Perth County Players Show, Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. And we talk about audience participation, but we should also talk about how this really is for the whole family. The whole family.
Yeah. So like ages from 6 up. I would say. So that's what we have advertised. So, yeah. So bring the kids, please. Bring the kids. They're going to have a great time. There's going to be some candy.
Okay. Well, so there you go.
Bring your aunts and uncles. Bring your grandmas and grandpas.
Sisters.
Sisters, brothers.
And sisters.
Yeah.
Bring them all.
And you guys have done a really nice reel, or really encouraging what it's all about, a British-style panto, how you participate. And we'll share that on our socials, too. Again, this is Perth County Players. It's Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy, directed by Chris LeBerg and Kate Beath, who are doing a bang-up job with this show. And all the volunteers, and we should mention, too, with Perth County Players, these are volunteers taking their time to put something like this together, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. And hopefully it catches on, because we'd love to do another one.
Yeah.
There's so much fun. We're having so much fun in the cast watching in rehearsals. I don't think I've ever laughed so much.
Because it is a lot of improv, if you will. It's a lot of, stuff like that.
May go wrong.
But things may go right as well. And we should mention, too, it is happening at the former Central School. That's the Stratford Intermediate School, because folks have been asking where it's taking place. It's taking place at the Stratford Intermediate School. That's the former Central at the James Rady Auditorium. And again, it's for all ages, family friendly. It opens November 15th. So it's November 15th and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Also November 16th, 17th, 23rd and 24th at 2 p.m. So there's a ton of matinee shows going on for this.
We did that on purpose so we could get the kids in.
Yeah, which is great. Bring the whole family. So how do people pick up tickets? What's the best way?
All right, you can go to www.perthcountyplayers.com.
Okay, and tickets are only available online. There might be a limited number available at the door, but tickets are only available online. Sure. It's Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. And this is something new because I think we've chatted about this before. Can't remember. Is this the first panto ever to be performed in Stratford or that we know of kind of
that
thing?
We know of. And I've asked a few people in theater land in Stratford. And they're like, I don't think we've ever put a pantomime on. So this is it. This is history.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
He doesn't miss a beat, I'm telling you, Kevin. Kevin Vogt and Tony Benton with Perth County Players. Get your tickets for Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. Opens November 15th. We'll see you out for this. Again, perthcountyplayers.com. Tony and Kevin, thanks so much. Break a leg. Have a wonderful run with this show.
Lovely. Thanks, Jamie.